And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
WhisperWatch.com.
I've said this before, and I will say it again. The media knows exactly how to deal with Donald Trump. They just won't, because he is causing them to have too much money coming in from the advertisers who see their increased ratings, and then they can go to those advertisers and ask them for more money. They know how to handle Donald Trump. They won't handle Donald Trump. If the media cared about that, they would cover Donald Trump the way they cover TPP. Crickets. When's the last time have you heard anything on the media about the TPP? The Trans-Pacific Partnership. When's the last time you heard anything about Bernie Sanders? They know what they're doing. And they know that they're going to have their fair share of rubberneckers, people who look at accidents when they're passing by. They're the same people who are watching to see what crazy nonsense Donald Trump is going to say next.
But keep looking around. Try to find out what the score is.
The media knows this. And that's why you always see Donald Trump all day, every day on all of these stations. And everybody who is even tangentially involved in politics are asked to respond to whatever it is Donald Trump is saying.
What I've seen, the people, most of them are pretty selfish.
Whatever craziness that's coming out of his mouth. And they're trying to make it seem like he has so much support. He has so much support from crazy people, from primary Republican voters. That's where his support is. But they're hyping this crap up like he has so much support around the country. And that's crap.
Now look here, you.
It's easy to get people to have an opinion about you if every time they turn on their televisions, everybody's talking about this one person and his views about everything. They put a microphone in front of his mouth. I believe that the media would put a microphone in front of his mouth in his sleep just to see what he was going to say, if anything. That's how desperate they are. So don't tell me you have no choice but to cover Donald Trump because people are interested. People are interested because that's all you cover.
There must be something better. Why can't we have it?
If I turn on my television and all I see is you talking about Trump, 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 what else am I going to watch if I want to be involved in watching any type of political news? I'm going to watch whatever it is that you are talking about. And if that's Donald Trump, why are you shocked? Why are you shocked? Don't act like you're feeding the beast. No, you're feeding your pockets.
Follow the crowd. Get the big money. You make a pile and raise a pile. That makes another pile for you. Follow the crowd. We've reached 1 million, 2 million, 5 million. Watch us grow.
You're feeding the pockets of your corporate owners. That's who you're feeding. That's who cares. I'm just pissed off right now because I've talked about this twice before. The issue of Donald Trump and how the media is handling it. They know exactly what they're doing. If they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump, they could do so in a heartbeat. You get rid of Donald Trump by starving him of his oxygen, which is your attention. He is nothing without your media coverage. And you know this. But you are getting higher ratings because people want to see what craziness he's going to talk about next.
Even more disastrous than physical deterioration is the alarming increase in mental illness among all age groups.
So when you cut to a live Trump rally, you are hoping, praying, wishing that he says something inflammatory so your ratings can shoot up and people can be talking about you on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. Like I said, don't be fooled by this nonsense. These people know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. This fool is talking about banning all Muslims as if being a Muslim is a race. As if you can look at somebody and tell. There are gray grown-ass people walking around alive today who still don't know that Islam is a religion. It's a religion. It's not a race. You can't ban people by looking at them and saying you look like a Muslim. You could be a white Muslim. You can be a black Muslim. You can be a Muslim from Indonesia. You can be a Muslim from Saudi Arabia. You can be a Muslim from the United States. It doesn't matter. It's a religion. Anybody can be it. Anybody can practice it. So use a goddamn fool if you think Donald Trump is actually going to be able to do that to begin with. It's unconstitutional. The United States was founded by people who were looking for a safe place to practice their religion without persecution. And here you are championing. If you agree with Donald Trump, you're going to vote for him. Here you are championing this foolishness.
What are you going to do about it?
And it is foolishness. I'm gonna call it what it is, because I don't see a whole lot of people just making it plain and calling it what it is. He's a goddamn fool. And you're a goddamn fool if you believe that he's gonna be able to do all of those things that he's promising you. I guess you want him to give you a unicorn too.
This is a real world, not Never Never Land.
If Donald Trump manages to buy the White House, and he will have to buy it or steal it, if he manages to do one of those things, not only would it be a tragedy, but you are going to figure out real quick that he is not able to do half the stuff that he talks about, in my opinion, in my constitutionally protected opinion up to this point, because God knows what would happen if that fool was led into the White House. He's stomping around making promises that he will not be able to keep. And you think that makes him look strong. And I guess you're looking for a daddy, and that's why you love him. You're looking for a daddy president. You're talking about the nanny state, how Republicans used to talk about the way Democrats react. You talk about the nanny state. No, under Donald Trump, you will have a daddy state.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He's strong. He's butch. He'll pat you on the head and protect you from the evil. You're looking for a daddy. And if that's what you're looking for, then honey, you need to work that out in therapy. Not vote for somebody who's making asinine promises that he will not be able to keep, because he is not a dictator. Even if he manages to snatch the White House, to buy it, to steal it, in my opinion, whatever, even if he manages to do that, he is not a dictator. This is not a totalitarian country. So whatever he's promising to do bigly, whatever he's promising that you're gonna love, whatever he's promising to be huge, you better look at it skeptically and stop being satisfied with hearing somebody tell you what you want to hear instead of telling you the truth. One thing I can say about Barack Obama, although he needs to sit his ass down somewhere with this TPP thing, one thing I do respect about Barack Obama is that he talks to American people like they are adults and not children that he has to finesse and sweet talk and chide and make fairy tale promises to.
During this short break, head over to whisperwatch.com for more information. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free and only takes a few seconds. The oligarchical class of douches wouldn't hesitate to poison your children if that meant 15 more cents in profit for the year. Follow the Twitter account Whisper Watch for more information. WhisperWatch.com.
Welcome back. And what I see the major problem with Donald Trump is that he thinks that his money is proof positive that his views are correct. Because otherwise, why would he be rich? Why would he be doing well in business if the way he sees the world wasn't the way it was supposed to be? He's wrapped himself in that money and equated his financial success with having the correct political views, with having the correct social outlook on whatever it is going on with the world. He's rich, so he must be right.
It's a good subject for argument, agreed? The question is, how can we make that argument profitable?
That's the attitude. And unfortunately, a lot of regular people have been convinced of that as well. Well, you know, he must be right. I mean, he's rich and he has a lot of money. He's a billionaire, so he must be doing the right thing. So you have all but equated the amount of money somebody has with whether or not their views are correct. Those types of feelings are shored up by the amount of attention he's getting from the media. If these people turn on their television and all they see is Trump, 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 well, then he must be talking about something important. Otherwise, the media wouldn't cover him, right? I've said it before, more than once, and I will say it again. The media can handle Donald Trump the same way they handle anyone who is crazy for media attention. They can starve him. They can starve him easily by simply covering him the way they cover TPP.
Now, why didn't you think of that?
Or any other issue they don't want to talk about. And they really need to stop pretending like they don't know what to do about Donald Trump. Some people actually pretend to wring their hands. They don't know how to handle people like Trump, but they do it all the time with issues that they don't care anything about.
Now, there's an idea. Maybe a good idea.
With people they don't care anything about covering. Look at all the wonderful coverage Lincoln Chafee got. Yeah, you remember that? Neither do I. Get the f*** out of here.
During this short break, head over to whisperwatch.com for more information. Some Republicans don't want smaller government. They want to use governmental power to enforce racism, sexism, and xenophobia. Follow the Twitter account at WhisperWatch for more information. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free and only takes a few seconds.
And people will always have a problem with whatever the media is covering or whatever they're not covering. But in this case, it is getting out of control. Or should I say, it has gotten out of control. It's already too late. You can't go back and cover things that people were saying weeks ago because you were too focused with Trump and you didn't see it. And it just seems like the more time they spend on him, the more shocked they are that his approval rating among the people who already like him is going up. Why are you shocked? Why are you shocked? Why are you surprised that racist organizations are getting bumps from their traffic to their websites? They're getting more people interested in what they were talking about. They feel like they now have a candidate in Donald Trump. The racists. Racist organizations now feel like they have a candidate in Donald Trump. Why are you shocked, media, when you have clearly played a part in that? And don't tell me that you didn't. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
Down goes the press.
And people will be hearing this and they will be trying to come up with excuses as to why this happened and why that happened and why they had to do this and why they had to do that. Nobody said you couldn't talk about it, but all day, every day, unless you want me to believe that all of a sudden when I hit the door to go off to work, then you start talking about everything else in the world and then you wait until I come home to start talking about Trump again. That's crap.
That's right.
I don't believe that. I believe that you cover him all day, throughout the day. And then you cover people's responses to him all day, throughout the day. And then you have panel discussions talking about what this person said about Trump and then what Trump said in response. And then you cover what he's posting on Twitter and the little bitchy fights that he has with people. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever criticize Azealia Banks for getting into Twitter wars with people. She has nothing on Donald Trump, honey. Nothing.
That is why they call him the ready man.
Every time you turn around, if you're not kissing that b**** ass, he has something to say about you. Especially if you have any type of platform that he actually recognizes. And meanwhile, while all of this is going on, you have a bunch of crazy ass people. And apparently, most of them look like they're white. A bunch of crazy ass people trying to make the everyday lives of American Muslims hell because they are inspired by this son of a bitch who is giving them an excuse to go out and over somebody else's life, to make somebody else's life miserable, to bully somebody else because of their religion. In the United States of America, the country that allegedly was founded for people who were looking for religious freedom, this is saying to these people that it is okay for you to treat other people like trash because of what they believe. If this were in any other context, if this were Christians, if this were Jewish people, people would be having a fit. And the media would never give any type of credence or respect to those types of people who were calling for that. They would not be covering them all day, every day, even if they were running for president. If this were anybody else, if Trump was saying, you know, the Jews, I don't know, maybe we should make them register so we can keep a track of what they're doing. Do you think for one second he would get any type of airtime from any of these major networks? And if they did give him any type of time, it would be to mock him mercilessly.
That's the silliest opinion I've ever heard. What?
And not be mealy-mouthed with their criticism and not act like they have to give him equal time because his opinions are valid. No, it would not be done. And it certainly wouldn't be done if he were saying the same thing about Christians. You know, these Christians, I don't know, you know, they had that whole thing back in the past where they were killing people and trying to convert them to Christianity. I don't know. Maybe we should have them register in a database. Maybe we should put them in internment camps just to keep a check on them until we figure out what's going on with these Christians. Do you in your right mind believe that he would ever get even a third, a fourth, a tenth of the type of media coverage he's getting now? Nope. No.
I thought I told you to kill that story.
So I'm sick of these people playing these games and acting like, you know, Trump is news, so we have to cover. You don't have to do a damn thing. I've seen what you do when you don't want to cover a subject. You just don't cover it. Again, I say, how many reports have you had about the TPP? That's what I thought. And it's getting dangerous now because people's lives are in danger now because of what this man is saying and the platform that you are giving him to say it. How many Muslims have been attacked since Donald Trump started to open his mouth to talking about banning Muslims? Something he cannot do. He cannot do it. It is not possible for him to do it. But it sounds great to the assholes who believe that he'll be able to do whatever it is he's saying. It sounds good to the people who are routinely buying snake oil. It sounds good to the people who are looking for a scapegoat. It sounds good to the people who are looking for a reason to hate whoever it is the subject that he's talking about. If it's Muslims, yes. If it's Mexicans, yes. And undocumented workers, yes, you already feel like you can hate them openly. And now you were just looking for a reason to go after these people. And this has given these people a reason. I hold Donald Trump personally responsible for any Muslim who will be attacked and who has been attacked since he's been going off about Muslims and banning them. I hold him personally responsible for that. And I do that because I know that if I keep my damn mouth shut because I'm not Muslim, if I keep my mouth shut, at some point he's gonna get around to me and people like me. You know, what's the difference between banning Muslims and saying, you know, the blacks, they're a little too violent. Maybe we should keep them in internment camps, you know, just until we can figure out what's going on amongst the black community. What's the difference between that and that? If you keep your f***ing mouth shut about what this man is doing and the dangerous path, the extremely dangerous path that he's trying to lead us down, if you keep your mouth shut, eventually he will get around to you. And don't think you're safe after he's gotten rid of the Muslims.
Next.
And the undocumented workers.
Next.
And the blacks.
Next.
He's going to make his way around to you. What if the next proposal from Donald Trump is to reinstitute indentured servitude, but to do it for people who are in debt? Let's have debtors' labor camps. Let's say that you owe X amount of dollars in debt to a credit card company that you can't pay. Well, you know, instead of filing for bankruptcy, Donald Trump will say, yeah, you know, you have to pay this debt. We can't have this debt. We can't have this debt. You have to pay your debts. And so he proposes to force you to work for free for that corporation until you have paid off that debt. And that includes everybody, including poor white people who are in debt and who cannot pay. I keep telling you, as we have learned throughout history, you keep your f***ing mouth shut and eventually these people will get around to you. Because unless you are rich as f*** right now, you have nothing in common with Donald Trump. Even if you are white, even if you do agree with him, even if you hate the Muslims, he's gonna get to you eventually. If you let him continue and you say nothing because he's saying something that you agree with right now. But what about the future?
First, you duck, and then you cover.
What about if this asshole gets his hands on any type of power over millions of people? What happens then? This is serious business. The second you open that door, every person who has any type of hatefulness and feel like they want to express that against other people will feel like it's okay to do that now. It's okay now. We don't have to suppress our hatred for X, Y, and Z people. These people over here, we can hate them. And these people over there, we can hate them. And these people over there, we can hate them too. As soon as you open that door a tiny crack, all hell will come rushing through.
There's poison in the air we breathe. There's poison in the river. The fog and smoke below ride up and choke us.
That's why it is serious business. You cannot be content, media, with the fact that this man is improving your ratings and then therefore you can ask for more money from your advertisers. You cannot be content with that, because it's not going to stop with you increasing your coffers. It ain't gonna stop with that. This is all cute until people start getting killed. Until people you care about starts to get killed, starts to get harassed, starts to live a life where they are fearful of coming out of their house, fearful of practicing their religion. Donald Trump wants to push people back into the shadows. He wants to figure out how he can maintain control over this country for himself and people like him because of the demographic changes. The demographic changes are not in the favor of people who look like Donald Trump, okay? Let's just be real. And people who don't want that to be the case will be looking for excuses to try to force their will upon everybody else, even if they are in the minority. This man is setting it up to where even if you are in the minority, we're still going to try to control everything by trying to control you. And that includes everybody. See, it's okay. It's okay right now because the protected groups, he hasn't gone after the blacks yet, in the same way that he's gone after Muslims and undocumented workers. But he will make his way around to us eventually. If those poll numbers slip any further, if Ted Cruz wins Iowa or New Hampshire or wherever he's leading, that'll be the next thing. That'll be the next clownish, cartoonish, ridiculous thing he will try to push, because he's running out of marginal groups. He's already backhanded the undocumented workers and the Mexicans bringing their rape and drugs into the United States, as if. He's backhanded the Muslims by trying to ban them for practicing their religion, as if all Muslims are crazy. And if somebody who's a Christian who goes and shoots up a Planned Parenthood clinic, oh, it's just mental illness. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It has nothing to do with being able to get guns. It has nothing to do with that. Mm-mm. But a Muslim does something crazy and all of Islam is at fault. So he's already backhanded them. He's running out of marginal groups to go after. Pretty soon he will start going after the main people. He's already tiptoed into that water by talking to this group of Jewish people. And he makes some ridiculous comments about, you know, he's a good negotiator like you people, or something to that effect. He's already tiptoeing over into that area. You leave him alone and we will have chaos. You cover him like he is a viable candidate and he will inspire any unknown numbers of people to do terrible things to other people that they don't like. He will be the divider in chief.
We'll be right back after the break. Please stay tuned for more. White privilege isn't just a figment to black people's imaginations. Follow the Twitter account Whisper Watch for more information. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free and only takes a few seconds.
So anyway, don't be fooled by these people in the media. They know exactly what they're doing. They're covering Donald Trump for a specific reason, for a purpose. Don't let them tell you or try to fool you into thinking that everybody is so freaking interested in supporting Donald Trump and that 40% of the entire country agrees with Donald Trump. No, 40% of the crazy ass Republicans who will probably vote in the primary agree with Donald Trump. That's a small number, but we have to hear Trump, Trump, Trump. Every time you turn around, it's Trump.
No one was spared its impact.
Even if he's crying, kicking, screaming, bloody murder, that you're not paying attention to him. Do what you do for people that you don't care anything about and for issues that you don't care anything about. And these are serious news organizations. I personally have no trouble with comedians who want to talk about Trump. There's a lot of material there. He's a clown for them. There is a lot of material to pull from the actions of that man. So I have no problems with shows devoted to comedy covering Donald Trump like that. But when you're talking about allegedly legitimate established news sources, and every time you flip on your television, they're talking about Trump. It's a slow, steady diet of bullshit that they have no trouble feeding you, feeding us the same crap over and over again.
Doesn't it taste extra good that way?
And like I said, if you are someone who is interested in politics and you want to know what's going on, you literally have to go online to find any other news that's not the media riding Trump's jock. And I understand that you have to report some things he says, but you don't have to cover him like he's the president of the United States already. You don't have to be there with a microphone in front of his face 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can talk about him in the context of what he's proposing, in the context of whether or not he can actually get the things done that he can get done. But if everything is about Trump, everything, everything, if your entire hour of your show, whoever you are, is about Trump, or most of it's about Trump, then you're not doing your job. There's so many things out here that you can be paying attention to, but you won't, because your corporate owners won't let you.
It is also possible for newspapers and other forms of communication to be controlled by private interests.
And that's why I'm finding myself more and more flipping over to free speech TV. I'm finding myself watching more and more The Young Turks. Because I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm done. I am done. I was done with MSNBC in the daytime for the most part. When they finally got rid of Ed, I was wondering when they were going to kick him to the curb, because he was going off about TPP every day on his show. And he was doing so unapologetically. And then they finally figured out how to get rid of him. And after that, I was done.
Down goes the press.
I don't ever watch Fox now. I used to watch Fox a long time ago. And then I don't know, something changed. They just became even more outrageous than they were back then. And CNN, the bona fide, objective, allegedly, news source is, let's see, let me flip over there and see what they're talking about right now as I'm recording this. Oh, would you look at this? The Lead with Jake Tapper. Countdown to the final Republican debate of 2015. Who was asking for a countdown to the final Republican debate of 2015? Nobody. My God, Ted Cruz is closing in. Don't tell me. Don't ever tell me. Nobody in the media should ever attempt to tell me the lie that they cover these things because they have to. That's bullshit. Bullshit. The media knows what it's doing, but it won't ever report. I have yet to hear anybody report the fact that Bernie Sanders in polls would absolutely crush Donald Trump. If everybody was voting right now and it was Bernie Sanders versus Trump, Sanders would win. But when have you heard that? When's the last time you heard anything like that? It's just getting tiresome. It's getting old.
How'd I ever get into this?
And it's getting dangerous. He actually thinks he should have a shot at being president of the United States with that attitude, with that temperament, with his inability to understand what is constitutional and what ain't. That's bullshit. Bullshit.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free, and only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.